Let's do it. I like this one though, man. It's a good one.
Oh, I need to uprise. Whenever I need energy, I need to uprise. I need to uprise for energy. Osi, it's good to see you Saturday night.
Yeah, man. I was fun. I was interested.
I was interested. What did you think,
man? Big set production.
Uh-huh.
All that good stuff, man. It was interesting. I had a good time there.
Osi looked like a straight G at Strictly. I seen him chilling in the audience. The man definitely looked like he was at a fashion show. Yeah. All black, yeah, looking fresh.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. It gave me I was nervous, but I checked you out and I said, you know what? If something goes wrong, I'm still going to get out of here.
Yeah, no doubt. It was cool. It was good. It was good to see you perform like that. Mm-hmm. It was good to see the energy you brought, the entertainment value. I was a little upset, though, because, you know, I think maybe they knew what my plans were. They had to know what my plans were.
Oh, I heard some people
that
listened to the podcast that knew what you said, and they were cracking up, by the way.
Yeah. And so Craig, shout out to Craig. Craig was, he behaved himself. You know, he did what he was supposed to do. He didn't allow me to... He didn't allow me to do what I really wanted to do.
You wanted to turn that table over.
Yeah, I wanted to turn up. I wanted to turn up, and he didn't allow me to do that. So shout out to Craig.
Oh,
thank you for behaving yourself. Overall, it was good, though. It was good. It was fun.
It was good. Yeah, I was really happy to see you there. And especially with the government guidelines changing, you know, it probably is the last time that's able to happen for a while.
It's crazy.
So I'm glad you got in there, man. I really am. That really, I mean, it's funny how you can be in a situation and you see somebody you're close with, and all of a sudden you're like, it's going to be all right.
Happens all the time.
I looked at you and I was like, yeah. I saw you and Layla. I was like, this is going to be all right.
Chilling, man. It was good. It was good.
I was very happy, man. I really appreciate it because I know it's, you know, that's out of your norm, man.
Yeah. Another thing that they did that really made me angry was they, like, you danced last.
Yeah. Oh, man. I was, and it's...
I didn't like that.
It's hard to get your muscles ready. Yeah. But they wanted me to close out the show, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that was it.
I was really, really upset about that because I was hungry. And ordinarily, I came specifically to watch you dance.
So you would have left as soon as I danced.
For sure. 100%. We were discussing the whole time when, you know, you weren't dancing. Me and Layla, we were discussing what we're going to eat. We're like, what are we going to order? We're going to order some fries.
But you was going to get your own fries.
Yeah.
But I
had to wait until I saw you dance.
Yes,
and so
I appreciate it.
Each person who came on, we're like, when is Jason coming? When is Jason? They just wouldn't know it.
And I didn't send you the message to tell you I was laughing.
Oh,
I knew.
My God. Oh,
I knew.
Oh, my God. But regardless, we were going to wait.
Yeah, but I was like, I don't even want to do them like this.
Yeah. But it was fun.
It was good. I really appreciate it. I needed it, man. It was good. It was good, man. You know, it got a little nervous, so you couldn't see it on my face. But
how are you gonna sit through all that smiling?
I was out there, just a smiling dude.
As soon
as I get out there, I'll be honest, bro. It's like hitting the field. Like it's gone. Like first hit.
Yep. Finished.
It's gone.
Got you.
It's game time.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you dedicating your Saturday night.
Yeah. Saturday's tough for me too.
I know. Did you have soccer in the morning?
I played a good game of soccer too. Good game. I made a video. I can't wait to post this video.
What else is on your mind? Anything crazy happening in the world? Well, let's not.
A lot of craziness. Yeah, there's election going on today.
Yeah.
Big election going on.
I know. I'm trying not to even think about it. I've already voted like everybody should.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of, I feel it, you know.
Do you feel the tension?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
I feel it, man.
The good thing is you did vote.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's important. I think a lot of people are making a big, big push as far as like voting this year specifically.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Rightfully so. I just wonder.
I wonder how things are going to play out.
Hmm. I wonder how things are going to play out today.
Don't we all?
Because if Trump wins, if he wins, is America as a country finished as we know it? I mean, I'm not talking about like their power or any of that. I'm talking about the idea of America that we all have and that we've all held for so long. If Trump wins again, is that finished? What do you think?
I think the way you pose that question kind of flipped the way I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Who's it finished for?
Mm. Who is it finished for?
Yeah. But of course, OC, people might be listening to this and they already know the result.
Yep.
But I think the question you posed was so interesting to me because I know where you, I know what you're saying, but I've always thought that some people want America to be one way and yep. others want it to be another. Mm-hmm. So with this election, it will be exactly what some people want, regardless of the outcome.
Mm.
If that makes any sense.
Okay, so when I say that, I can speak on not only having lived in America, but being an immigrant to America, right?
Right.
And so there is a particular way that America has been looked at from the outside.
Throughout history?
No, I wouldn't say throughout history, throughout my lifetime. Right?
Okay.
There is a way that America has been looked at by pretty much everybody outside of America. They presented this image to the world of being, you know, the place to be. Great shining light, great hope. Everybody wants to come to America, right? Everybody wants to be in America. That was my dream, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much everybody who I know.
Mm-hmm.
America is where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
America will give you the opportunity to succeed. America is this, America is all. It was that for me.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely delivered that for me.
Yes.
And for a lot of people like me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I can tell you from being out here
mm-hmm.
in England is America, since Mr. Trump came into the office,
mm-hmm.
America is no longer looked at like that.
Mm-hmm.
It just isn't. People don't look at America with the same reverence and with the same respect that they did before, because in their minds, they're like, look at who you guys elected as your president. And so my question is, okay, that happens once. Mm-hmm. You can look at that as, okay, maybe they just bumped their heads, right? If it happens twice,
right.
Is America, as the whole outside world knows it, finished?
There's some countries that like dealing with Mr. Trump.
Yeah.
So it's not the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
Couple. But I hear what you're saying loud and clear. There was a sense when another president was in office,
mm-hmm.
the way the world spoke. This other president was very popular mm-hmm. outside of America.
Mm-hmm. Extremely.
Extremely popular. So I hear what I totally agree with what you're saying. As long as the rule of law protects your money,
mm-hmm.
people will come.
Mm-hmm.
People will do business. The rule of law, property rights, government, not being able to just take things.
Yep.
That safety is what makes people come. Decisions people make on political leaders, changes, you know, whatever side of that aisle you're on, you're always going to have an issue. As long as the rule of law protects money,
mm-hmm.
I think, you know, people will come to your country.
Fine.
People will come to your country.
Yes.
People will participate in your economy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's different than who you elect as a leader. Is the government and the law strong enough to protect that? That's a whole nother discussion. But that's how I view it. So when you say things about America like you do, as far as coming in and take, you know, using the system, as far as what you've done in education and being so aware of all your steps you were making and all of the positive outcomes you came, it makes sense to me. You knew the rule book.
Mm-hmm.
You knew the rule book, OC.
Mm-hmm. I got something else for you then.
Yeah.
Obviously, you might have seen Lil Wayne and Ice Cube and a lot of these, you know, black celebrities
mm-hmm.
are coming out in support of Donald Trump.
I saw something about that, but I'll be honest, OC,
mm-hmm.
I haven't been reading a lot of news lately.
Yeah, because, you got a lot of stuff going
but
on.
But I'm not too on top of this. Like, you know, you're going to have to give me some
info. Ice Cube has this plan. It's called the Platinum Plan or mm-hmm. something, where he wants the American government to invest like $500 billion into the black community.
Okay.
Because his whole thing was, a lot of people are supporting Democrats and they're saying, you know, the Democratic Party has been like the black people's party for the last 50, 60 years mm-hmm. or whatever. And Ice Cube is saying this hasn't done anything for black people and we are worse off than where we were 50, 60 years ago. So all this support for Democrats, it doesn't make any sense. Like, we need a government that is going to specifically invest in the black community, okay. right?
Mm-hmm.
So Ice Cube comes up with this plan, and he supposedly takes it to Biden's camp.
Mm-hmm.
And Biden is like, we'll talk about this after. Takes it to Trump. Trump is like, yeah, okay, we'll do this. Comes out and says, we will inject this amount of money into the black community.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a whole big issue about, you know, Ice Cube, who's NWA supporting Trump mm-hmm. because of this specific reason.
Got it.
Lil Wayne comes out. He says he's supporting Donald Trump because of, you know, criminal justice reform that Trump has done and, you know, investing money in historically black colleges and, you know, 50 Cent came out and said, yes, he's supporting Trump because of taxes and he doesn't want 60% of his money to be gone under mm-hmm. Biden's plan and all that type of stuff.
There's
right?
a lot of people that make their decision purely based on track taxes.
Right, right, right. And so,
for sure.
Right, but these guys faced tremendous backlash.
Got it.
For saying these things and for doing these things. Mm-hmm. And my question is this, Jason. Should they
get backlash?
Should they face backlash? What 50 Cent said was mm-hmm. to me is ludicrous. That's mm-hmm. that's just greed.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's greed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind paying 50, 60% taxes. I don't. Mm-hmm. I really don't. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
If it's gonna help
yeah.
a bunch of
that's
people.
That's
truly right?
how you think, cool. yeah.
But Ice Cube,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And what he said, he has a point.
Don't ever think people don't have a point. I think that's the first mistake we all make.
Right.
Is when people speak, if we don't agree with them, we just stop thinking.
Right.
We exclude everything they said.
Because we don't agree.
Because we don't agree. And right. that's just
nature, human nature.
And that's a mistake, right?
Yes.
You know, there's always, listen, mm-hmm. there could be something. You don't have to agree with someone to mm-hmm. hear them. You know, and I think people stop hearing when they disagree. That's another
right,
problem.
Right. If Donald Trump,
mm-hmm.
as bad as the things that he says
yeah.
are,
mm-hmm.
if what he's doing
mm-hmm.
is specifically helping the black community,
right.
should they write him off the way they have?
Right. Okay. This is a costless transaction
mm-hmm.
for one party. Cost him nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But the reward could be support. It could be appreciation, admiration, all these things. Votes cost us, cost nothing,
mm-hmm.
nothing. Do I really believe in this or is it a costless transaction that
okay.
that I do and I get a benefit from it?
Okay.
Are you playing that game?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a genius game.
Yes.
The way it sounds like with Ice Cube the rapper, he has this idea. Mm-hmm. One person says, hey, let's look at it. Let's break it down. Let's do it. The other person says, yeah, let's do it. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. You're one of my best friends walking on the planet.
Yep.
Let me tell you something about you.
Okay.
You don't make quick decisions.
Right.
Well thought out, Jason, let me think about this. Mm-hmm. Jason, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Let me do my research. Let me boom, boom, boom. And you know when you come back? Mm-hmm. Well thought out, articulated, navigated.
Yep.
So when I hear you, I immediately can go, that's what's up.
Yep.
You, one of the smartest people I know, you don't just jump on every horse.
I'll give you that, right? But let me ask you this. What if everything you came to me with, everything.
I don't even know where this is going.
Everything you came to me with, Jason, I said to you, yeah, you know what? Let me think about that. Mm-hmm. I'll come back to you. And I never did.
That would be.
And you went to somebody else.
Right.
And they were like, yeah, I got you. I'll do this.
Yeah.
What would you do then?
Yeah, I would stop coming to you. There are some people who make decisions based on one thing. Mm-hmm. And the rest of the things that do not benefit them at all, they accept and take because their belief system, whatever that might be, says, you know what, I vote based on this. Mm. And, you know, it's closing your eyes and covering your ears.
You know, one thing, and this is the last thing I'll say about this, that I find strange, and I'm trying to understand, but I can't. Mm.
There's a lot of stuff like that to me.
Yeah. A lot of Nigerian people support Trump. A lot of Nigerian people. I'm talking about in Nigeria.
What's their reason? What did they say?
No clue. And I'm looking at them. I'm like, what is your reason? I'm like, oh, I just like the way he behaves.
Is it the strong man complex?
Don't know specifically what it is, but they support him like they are benefiting from his presidency in some form or fashion. And they're not. And I do not understand it. But this man has clearly shown a disdain for the country. Mm. And they are in full-throated support of Mr. Trump. And I find it so strange.
Today's a strange day, LC.
It's really, really strange. I'll be looking, I'm like, what?
Oh, man. OC.
Let's talk about football, please.
Yeah, no, it's we can't get on this and lie about how we feel today.
Yeah.
Like, it's a.
It's foreboding. It's a foreboding in the air today, man.
I don't even know what that means.
It means, like, you just feel like something strange is gonna, something not good is gonna happen.
It's just, I get it. I feel it. And
let's see what happens, man. Yeah. I can't wait to call you tomorrow and discuss what happens.
Oh, man. I mean,
what time should I call? What time do I have to call to get you? It's got to be like before 9 or
well, you're
after
up.
8.
I don't think you sleep, honest.
My sleeping patterns are crazy. crazy.
There's one thing I want to talk about.
Yep.
The game, the Steelers and the Ravens.
Yeah.
And the Ravens are a good team. Steelers are a good team. Yeah. Ravens are a good team. When the Ravens play teams that aren't elite and they can't stop the run, the Ravens beat up on them. Great defense the whole nine. Steelers aren't elite defense.
Yep.
Elite coaching. And, I mean, obviously good and efficient on offense. They basically said, you're going to have to beat us with a drop back passing game.
Right.
Mr. Baltimore Ravens. Right? And you're going to have to. And when you throw the drop back passing game, we're going to flood the zones to make you keep everybody's eyes on you, Mr. Quarterback, Lamar Jackson, so we can rally up and tackle you. Now, he still makes fantastic plays. You know, he's still fantastic. But I'm watching it. And I'm like, oh, man, you know, I got the OC conversation in my head from years ago. And you said something, and you said laziness in coaching.
Yep.
Okay. You never blame Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar can make throws.
Mm-hmm.
There is no drop back passing game concepts that exist in that offense in scenarios like this. There might be. Hey, I haven't seen the playbook.
Mm-hmm.
But not to the fact that, like, this is what teams are going to do. We got to do this. Let's go.
Yeah.
Doesn't really exist.
Yeah.
Flip side, look at the Chiefs. When they built that this year, they said, teams are going to try to stop us. We have to be able to run the ball.
Yeah.
We have to. You know, and you see, when they played against the Jets, the Jets didn't want Le'Veon Bell to get loose.
Yep.
So they were like, we don't want Le'Veon Bell getting all these yards against us, so we're going to stop the run. And what happened? It just destroyed them. You won't see that again. That was a pure, like, spite play. Yeah. You know, they didn't want him to get loose. You said this years ago.
Yep.
Greg Roman, the offensive coordinator, I love the offense,
mm-hmm.
but when it comes to playing against elite defenses mm-hmm. and the teams you need to beat to go far in the playoffs,
yep.
you have to have a drop back passing game.
Yep.
And it's just not in the game plan. And, you know, Lamar probably – nope, I'm not saying he can or can't do it. It's not a part of the offense.
Yeah. You know, here's the problem with, quote unquote, being a truth teller, right? You have very few friends.
What a day we're having.
Very few friends when you see something and call it the way you see it, right? Now, the reason why I called the coaching staff lazy was because, to me, it was evident what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Evident. It was clear as day to me what they were doing.
A long time ago you said this.
We have a great athlete, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to design this offense around this guy's freakish athletic ability.
As you should.
As you should. Right?
As you should, yep.
But here's the problem with that, is that you're not playing against children.
Where's your counter?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, where's your counterpunch?
These people, these coaches and these players on the field, they feed their families with this. You think they're just going to sit back and let you do this? You think they're going to allow you to continue to do one thing over and over and over again? It's not possible.
You'll beat bad teams like that.
Easy.
And yes, and you know, there are these teams in the NFL that are making moves with playoff implications. Yes, we're doing this, but we are going to have to do these things to win against these teams to reach the Super Bowl or to win our division, right? They're making moves like that. Right now, Baltimore's got problems.
Yes.
They got problems in this division.
Yes.
For the future and presently. How are they going to beat? How are they going to, you know, how is this going to happen?
Here's the problem, Jason. Here's the problem.
And they're elite on defense. They're an elite team, OC.
Very, very good football.
It's just they got a bad, bad matchup problem.
Here's the problem.
When it comes to making it to the finish line.
Here's the problem that's going to happen with Baltimore. And I hate to say this. I really do. I hate it. Hurts me to say it. Hurts me to say this. This team, for the next 5 to 10 years, is going to be a very good football team.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yeah.
They're going to
win games.
11-5, 12-4, mm-hmm. 13-3. They're going to do this. They're going to run this off for the next 5 to 10 years. But they will never win.
Ooh, I knew he was going to say that.
The big game.
I knew he was going to say that.
Not playing that style of football.
No.
You've never seen it before. They will never win the big game playing that style of football. They're going to be good. they're going to be 12-4, win the first game in the they're going to be like that for the next 5 to 10 years. But that style of play, with that style of quarterback, you are not going to win the big game unless when a team stops your run. Defensively, you're not playing so good. You got to be able to sit back there and carve a team up. And if you don't have the quarterback that's able to do that, you are not going to win the Super Bowl. It's just not going to happen in this day and age.
You got to – you have to go to be the best, right? We're talking about the best 4 or 5 teams in the league, right? It's like fighters, right? You got to be able to switch up styles.
Yep.
You got to have something else. You know, oh, if I take this away, I can win. Oh, nope, he can do this. You know, you have to, right? And I think that even looking at it from your position, as a defensive end, coming off the edge, you got your move. Everybody knows your move, OC. Yep. And they're going to try to take it away. If you don't have a counter, if you can't do something else, if you can't stop the run, they're going to just run at you to slow you down. They're going
to
take that move away until you do something else. Now you got your bread and butter, but you got to have something else. Or you're not elite. You're a good player.
Yep.
You're not elite. Same thing happens for offenses, you know, quarterbacks, all that. The best quarterbacks in the league. What do we talk about them playing? If they're right-handed, left-handed. All right, you're playing against this guy. You got to take this away, make him do that. Oh, he did the thing you took away. He's elite.
Yep.
You know, I mean, that's what happens. Okay, slow down Patrick Mahomes. Blitz him. Make him think fast. Oh, my gosh, you blitz him. He is carving you up. Sit back in zone. Oh, my gosh. You know, he'll make some mistakes, but he'll carve you up. You know, it's the same thing. They knew how to beat Tom Brady. Get the pressure up the middle. It sounds cool. Do you got the personnel to do it? Do you got it? You know? And you look at Jared Goff and the Rams. I know I'm switching. Same with them.
Yep.
You don't let him get out the pocket and boot around. You make him sit in the pocket and play action pass game.
Big trouble.
I dropped the mic.
Big trouble. He's in big trouble.
Big trouble. Like a different quarterback.
Big trouble.
So it's not just about being a running quarterback, not a running quarterback, whatever, whatever. You got to be able to switch up styles.
Yep.
And you said this a long time ago. I believed it. I keep coming back to the point because I see it play out when the elites face off.
Yep.
You got to have a change up in your game.
Interesting stat. Interesting stat. Lamar Jackson against like 20 – he's 24-1, right, against – like, I think the bottom half or, you know, regular teams. Primetime games, like matchups against him against elite teams, 0-6.
Man, there it is.
0-6.
There it is. There it is. There it is.
0-6.
There it is, man. There it is. There it is. You've seen a lot of good coaches, good players. Things change when the franchise says, we're winning, but we're not winning.
We're not winning.
We're winning, but we're not winning. So, I mean, I guess, you know, I guess the theme of this year is we're gonna watch these teams that are balanced, right? They're gonna be in the final.
Yep.
And then they're gonna be in the finals, you know, in the playoffs. We're gonna look at these matchups, and it's gonna be what matchup is better for who.
Yep.
Because that's what it's shaking out. The teams this year that are good are balanced, OC.
Yep.
They are balanced and they work well together offensively and defensively and how the game is called, which goes to your point on elite coaching.
Yep.
You know, so, oh, man, let's get to questions, OC.
Let's do it.
I got to practice. But when I talk to you, I get motivated. Baldy Mort 1.
Oh,
have
I
you
like
ever heard
name.
Of Baldy Mort 1?
I like the name.
Yeah. With Tua getting his first start, what is it like facing a left-handed quarterback? Do you prepare differently? I will start this, OC.
Okay.
Because I think it impacts me. It impacts OC a lot coming off the edge. So it definitely changes that. I'll let him talk about that. But as a player in the secondary, it changes a lot.
Okay.
Because we're used to passing concepts coming to our left, which is the quarterback's right.
Mm-hmm,
so usually your left corner if you don't switch sides, it's kind of your better corner. Things change. Mm-hmm. But usually your left is your better, and the reason why is he gets more of the route tree.
Yes.
He sees it all. You know, back in the day, your right corner got a lot of in-breaking routes, things of that nature, mm-hmm. right? Things coming back. Mm-hmm. Because a quarterback, you know, it's hard to throw across your body out mm-hmm. there. They mm-hmm. do it, and the elite ones can. But you see a different set of route combinations, so it definitely changes how you prepare.
Yep, I agree. I think for a defensive end especially, it changes a lot of things. Because with a left-handed quarterback, he can see, well, for me, mm-hmm. being a right defensive end, he could see me coming.
And that changes, yeah, everything for you.
It is. Now, when you're playing a right-handed quarterback, I was coming off of his backside, so he would never see me coming. I could do inside moves. I could do all kinds of things. But on the other side, no, because if I do an inside move, especially the one left-handed quarterback who I played against, Michael Vick, you do an inside move, you get pinned in there, he escapes to the outside, you're done. You're finished.
Game
so,
over.
Yeah. You just forget about that.
So you do have to prepare differently. Yeah, yeah, good question, because that is true. And that's why left-handed quarterbacks have an advantage, because there's not many of them.
Yep.
So take advantage of that. All right, hashtag Ask OC, Ask J Bell. Ooh. Have you and OC had any advice in the locker room that you have used in everyday life? Thanks for the amazing podcast, Maddie.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of
advice. Oh, yeah.
A lot of advice. Let me think.
I got one while you're thinking.
Okay, go ahead.
Great advice. It came from Strahan.
Okay.
It was on the field, which basically was a locker room. Mm-hmm. And it was, we had a break. It's like mini camp or something mm-hmm. in the summer. We had a break, and it was like a holiday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And Strahan looks at, you know, from this facility, you can see the city. Mm-hmm. He pointed to the city, he said, "Fellas, you see that city over there? That city's undefeated. Don't you go out there thinking you can conquer that city."
Yep.
He says, "Every year I say this and somebody gets in trouble." It was my first year there.
Yep.
And guess what?
Mm.
Somebody got in trouble. And ever since I lived in New York City, the whole time I lived in there, I always remembered that.
Yeah.
You can't beat that city.
Nope.
Don't try.
Yep.
And it's kept me safe.
Yep.
And thanks for that, Stray.
I can dig it.
Yeah.
I got one piece of advice, and this came from Carlos Emmons.
Oh, Los. Shout out to Los.
Shout out to Carlos
Emmons. Los is a podcast listener.
Yeah. Carlos Emmons told me, might have been 2004, maybe. He was like, "OC, I don't work out for football." Carlos said, "OC, I work out for the girls." So I stay in shape year round. And
that is Carlos to a T.
He was right.
Hey.
If you work out for football, then it's only when football season comes that you're working out. But if you work out to keep yourself looking good for the ladies, you're going to stay in shape the whole year.
Los, you know a Los coined phrase?
What's that?
When, and I still say it today, and I said it recently. The walkaways.
The walkaway.
For everybody, we need you to listen to the walkaways.
My God.
The walkaways are your shoulders. Because when you're looking at your significant other and you're walking away, they're looking at the shoulders.
So you got to work
so
out.
So Carlos there. Would say, "Jay Bell, you got to work on them walkaways." And he used to do biceps because he said the way they looked in his jersey.
Yep. Carlos is a fool, man.
Oh, good man. How did we get to that?
Carlos. Love Carlos.
Carligo. Would that be right? Carligo. Hmm. All right. I like that. I like these names. Who will go on? Okay. Who will go on the longest? Brady, Breeze, Rodgers, or Rivers? Last man standing.
So Breeze will retire first.
Breeze, okay.
Then Brady or Rivers. I'll say Breeze, Rivers, Brady, then Rodgers.
I would say the same. I thought you were gonna say Breeze, Brady, Rivers, and I was gonna flip it, but I agree. Breeze, Rivers, Brady, and Rodgers. Breeze, I mean, he can't throw the ball.
This
down
is
the
last
field.
Year.
Yeah,
this
he can't throw the ball down the field. I mean, Sean Payton is a genius the way he's calling up these plays. Mm. I mean, you know, your arm goes. Rivers will get retired.
Yep. Yep, they're going to be.
They'll retire him.
It's time for you to go.
And Brady will hang on because, my goodness, pliability.
Playing well.
Yeah, he's holding
avocado
on.
Avocado ice cream.
Yeah, avocado ice cream and pliability. Yeah. And then Rodgers because he's still doing it.
That's
what
it,
do you
man.
Think?
That's it. That's
all
it.
Right, my brother. I can't wait to talk to you tomorrow.
Yep, it's going to be fun.
Shout out to the Uprise for always making the day right. And you are on to OC and Jason Radio. We'll see you later.
What's wrong with the world, man? Who's there when it all falls down? Stuck to a basic program. Feels like no way out. I'm sorry you fell a victim. Don't blame it on